Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Into the book world we're heading.
That's right, and we all know how important literacy is, particularly with children, and we've got a children's book author. A really interesting interview. Welcome to the show, Alexandra.
Oh, hi.
You started your own company when I think, you know, you looked around at the level of children's books and you yourself have got children. Is that right?
That's right. I've got three kids under the age of 8, and it really was a response to not really finding the kind of books that I was looking for my children. Especially after coming from a trip from Europe and Finland and France and saw the richness of the books that they had for their young children.
But you did work in book publishing, so you had that experience?
Yeah, I've worked in both educational and trade, both overseas and local in Australia. I have a fair bit of experience in the whole publishing world.
Why do you think overseas it's more vibrant, kids' books?
Well, I definitely think Europe has a richness in diversity in their pitch book market. Obviously, they've got numerous publishers, and I think they take a lot more risks in terms of the picture books, whereas I think generally the Western market is a little bit more conservative. The Western English market can be a little bit conservative.
And tell me, do you specialise more in illustration, or is it photography?
It's mainly illustrated picture books for between the readers of 4 and 10.
And tell me, do you sell just here in Australia, or have you, you know, now have you, are you looking at international markets?
Yeah, I am looking for the international market. I'm very small at the moment and growing, so you're definitely trying to move into the Western, you know, the English and the American market. It's a very hard market to get into, especially when you're small. But I definitely think Burbet Publishing has a sort of a niche area where we do sort of books that are sort of left of centre, a little bit on the edge, and have a diverse range of subjects.
I often wonder, is it hard to write children's books?
I think it's incredibly hard. I think it's, you know, the messages, you know, whilst they're, you know, simple, they're quite often that simplicity in writing books is books for children is incredibly difficult.
What makes a great kids' book, though? Because, you know, you walk into the store, and I know I've got three kids, and they're a little bit older now, but I was always just driven by the visual sort of treatment, really, you know, particularly the cover. But what makes a great kids' book?
Well, I think a great kids' book definitely has to have the illustrations to match the interesting story and text. I think that that has to be, because, you know, children have to be engaged, and I think you'll be, I just found for my own children, the level of detail they pick up on, they notice everything. So I think that has to be stimulated. And I think like food, you have to have a diverse range of styles as well to sort of nourish that appetite for them in terms of the literacy and the stories.
I was overseas last year with my cousin's sons and their little boys, and we went into this bookstore, and I actually became a big kid. I was sitting there more intrigued with all the books. I mean, they are vibrant, aren't they? They're beautifully illustrated and beautifully designed, so they are interactive the whole time.
That's right. And I think because Australia is a small market, that's where I think really small independent publishers are really important, where they'll take a risk, they'll take a challenge.
He knows. But what about e-books? Do you think the world's changing in the fact that kids today are using iPads and stuff a lot more? So do you have to think about that?
Yeah, definitely. I think definitely you've got to go with the market. Especially, you know, I mean, we're just on the verge of about to do that. Maybe, you know, going through the e-book side, as well as, you know, some maybe iPad applications that you can download, which are a bit more interactive. But definitely, I think any kind of medium that can help engage a child in literacy and storytelling is, you know, you've got to explore. And I think, especially when you are travelling, it'd be easier to download 10 books than carry 10 picture books.
Yeah. Well, Alexandra, you're Tommy Clark. Thank you very much for your insights today on Burbet Publishing and writing for kids. Really interesting topic, Michael.
Thanks, Alexandra.
Thank you for having me.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.